It's now time for the weekly Greyhound Report with Mick Floyd.
The money man Mick Floyd joins us to look at the world of greyhound racing. How are you, Mick?
Going very well, thank you, Michael. It's a little fresh down here at Sandown Park, but look, the racing around the country over the next few days will certainly heat things up. It's a fantastic couple of weeks coming up.
There's always good racing, but I want to, before we look forward, look back and give us a bit of a wrap-up from the Speed Star, which was a tremendous success once again.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Some really good matches. We tweaked the format a little bit to try and get the matches a little bit closer on the day, and it certainly played out that way. It certainly didn't help the bookmakers. The punters had a good night out. 9 of the 12 favourites got up, and a couple of the outsiders that did get up were pretty well supported as well. So it was a good night for the punters. One of the really interesting things that came out of the night was the Isolinks tracking system we've added to the coverage. Anyone watching would have seen the live speeds in running. That's all courtesy of a tracking chip in the greyhound's vest. And just looking at some of the numbers out of the race, it was really interesting to see just how fast these greyhounds were going throughout their run, and somewhat of a surprise, I guess. Equaliser was actually the fastest greyhound on the night. He topped out at 72.17 kilometres an hour, which was quite a bit faster than his rival Siglong Tonk, was the second fastest at 69, just over 69 k's an hour. And what was really interesting is that just reinforces how important early speed is in all formats of greyhound racing. Equaliser just doesn't have a lot of early tow out of the boxes, and once he gets that clear run and takes off, he does have an enormous top speed, as shown in the Speed Star there, but you just can't come back. You can't give those really good dogs a head start like that and rein them in. So really interesting data out of that. There's a story on the Sandown website and RSN as well that goes through some of the numbers there. But really fascinating numbers. And hopefully in time we'll be able to extrapolate that further. And I think it's the sort of data that can really revolutionise pretty much every aspect of the sport, not just the wagering, the punting, the form analysis, but also training methods, and stewarding will also benefit from it as well. So it's a really fascinating piece of technology, and we're really looking forward to rolling it out further.
There's no doubt about that. It's brilliant for the viewer to see those live times, and also for the punter in their analysis moving forward with these greyhounds to build this bank of data. And to see these greyhounds are going at 72 kilometres an hour is just phenomenal. Jump in your car and drive 70 k's down the road and it gives you a decent indication as to the speed that these remarkable greyhounds actually fly.
Yeah, absolutely right. So I encourage people when they go to the track to not just sit in the grandstand and watch from there, although it is quite comfortable in the grandstand, go down and watch them go through that first turn, because that is where you get a real sense of how quick they are. And the fact that at the end of 500 metres, they're still going at around 60 k's an hour, it just shows that not just the outright speed of these greyhounds, but their overall athleticism and strength as well. As I said, the data is really, really fascinating, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where we could take that in the future.
Yeah, well done to everyone involved there. Jump on the website and have a look at that at Sandown, because it's a fascinating article to have a look at. What is the highlight coming up in the next week of greyhound racing, Floydie?
Yeah, we've got a few big races coming up. The Queensland Carnival is about to really ramp up. The first of the big events comes up on Thursday night with the Flying Amy. It's a Group 2 race, but they are heading towards Group 1 status with their Group 1 prize money they're paying out this year. And it's an age-restricted race. And it's a really, really good quality edition of the race as well. Jungle Juice will be the favourite, drawn box number one. We saw him in the launching pad here a little while back, and he just didn't quite... we didn't see his best in that series. Just very young dog on his way through, but his form since going back to New South Wales has been outstanding, and his win last week was very, very good. Didn't put the time on the board, but coming with the red there, I think he'll certainly benefit there, and it will be the favourite. Fastest heat winner was Impact in box number three, a very, very good local dog, has won 8 of its 12 starts, 4 of 6 from Albion Park, and there is a Victorian interest in this race as well. Do It will go around in box number 5. He went around at Sandown a little while back, went 29.15 over 5.15 here, which is, well, it's elite. Those dogs don't run those sort of times. He ran second in his heat last week behind Impact. Drawn box 5 will need a little bit of luck from there, but a very, very good greyhound on the way up. And, of course, there's strong support card. There's a good staying race on the card as well. The list dashing Corsair. And Maggie Moo Moo was a greyhound that went around in the Sandown Cup final, butters up there at Queensland. And, of course, some of these greyhounds will be looking to run in the State of Origin match race series they've got coming up. A match race is one of the greyhounds, isn't one of those races in that series kicking off next week. So really good racing coming up in Queensland, and it all kicks off tomorrow night at Albion Park.
locally, we've got the Pink Diamond Series and also the Winter Cup at Cranbourne on Saturday night as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's there's four really big meetings in the provincials over Thursday and Friday. The semi-finals and heats of various series, of course, 12 finals to be run at Bendigo next week. The semi-finals for the champion, or the heats for the champion sprinter, I should say, are absolutely outstanding. If you look to Warragul tomorrow night, as is for a lineup in the Champions Sprint, you've got Aston Rupee, Equaliser, Dream Wizard, Dr. Tucker and Fracture, just five of the greyhounds going around in that heat. It is an outstanding race. The first two from that race will progress to the final at Ballarat, Bendigo, I should say, at Ballarat. A couple of nice ones there, including Shimmer Shine, who will be one of the favourites for the series. He's coming with box six, but we know he can fly around Ballarat. So, very good race there. And there's also races at Shepparton and Geelong on Friday night. So, well worth tuning in for that. There are races for all. It's a Vic Bred series. There's races for greyhounds at all stages of their career over all distances and all building up towards that that final night at Bendigo next week. It's going to be a fantastic couple of weeks for the Vic Bred dogs in the Pink Diamond Series.
All right, Mick, leave us with a winner.
You mentioned the Cranbourne Winter Cup. Immunity goes around there. She was a very good winner in that heat last week. Shout out to Sam Grenfell. She's got three in that final, and since moving properties recently, her strike rate is extraordinary. She's got about 80% of her runners into the money the last about the last 6 weeks since they made that move. So a very, very good effort there. Tigong Ponk goes around at Sandown Park on Thursday night. Will be very hard to beat on the back of his speed star performance. And if you're looking for a bit of value at Sandown Park tomorrow night, race nine, Unasi Bale, trained by Corey Grenfell, who also has Tigong Ponk, is Sam Grenfell's partner. They're having a fantastic run at the moment. He's around about $4.80 at the moment. So I think that's a pretty good value bet. That's race nine, number one, Unasi Bale.
Good on you, Mick. Enjoy the week.
Thank you very much.